As we continue our study of Faith 5, and today we talk about prayer. I just love singing that hymn and remembering a time when I was in high school and I was in a traveling choir during the summer for a week, and we'd go around and sing at different churches every night. And sometimes during the day, if we had time, we'd stop at a local nursing home and we would sing that song as part of our concert. And the people there, tears would just stream down their faces as they sang those words. And it made such an impression on me as a young girl, and seeing their faith and what that meant to them, what prayer and Jesus means in their lives. And it's something that we can do throughout our lives, no matter where we are in our lives. As we continue Faith 5, if you've missed the last few weeks, you can check out your bulletin insert, and it kind of gives a brief description of it. It's five simple steps to do faith at home: share, read, talk, pray, and bless. And as we think about prayer, I think about my family's prayer and things that we did together when I was growing up, which we always prayed before our meals, and sometimes other times as well. But mealtime was our most common time of prayer together. But I remember my mom telling me as a teenager that she prayed for me every day. And that surprised me. I just had never thought that my mom would be praying for me. And it meant so much when she told me that. I try to pray for my family and friends every day as well, and give thanks for that gift and ask for God's help in their lives too. It's a way that can bind us together, even though we don't live together anymore. I remember getting a letter from my uncle, Ken, when I was in college. He had cancer, and I had written him and told him I was praying for him, and he wrote me back and said, "Thank you for the prayers. I know they have helped me greatly." In the Bible, Rachel and Hannah both prayed for children, and God granted their request. Elijah prayed for a sick child, and God answered his prayer also. God heard the prayers of the Israelites in slavery. The Sunday school kids learned about have been learning about Moses and the Israelites. And so pretty much every night at my house, we've been reading the story of the burning bush and the story of baby Moses out of the Spark Bible. The prayer of Jabez was popular recently, if any of you heard of that or read about that. And Jabez is just a small part in the Bible. And he cried out to God, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from the evil one." And God granted his prayer, the Bible tells us. But as we know, God doesn't always answer our prayers exactly how we want, right? Jesus even prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane for the cup to be taken away from him. But that prayer was not answered. Jesus also prayed for God's will to be done, and that prayer was. We do face challenges in life, but God in Christ promises to be with us and to give us new life. Look at Psalm 116, which we read responsively earlier. The psalmist describes going through sickness and going through hell. When they mention Sheol, that's the name for the deep, the pits, the hell. Sometimes I think of it almost as depression. That's something a lot of us can relate to. But the psalmist took their concerns to God. And it says, God delivered their soul from death, their eyes from tears, and their feet from stumbling. And then, in response to this answered prayer, the psalmist lifts up the cup of salvation and calls on the name of the Lord and joins together with all God's people, saying thanks to God for help. And the psalmist promises to live a life of worship and service to God. But when God answers our prayer, God doesn't always know how we're going to respond, right? God still hears our prayers, whether or not we live our lives for God. It's not dependent on how good we are, how much God listens to us. God's goodness comes even if we don't live our lives for God. But if we do grow in that relationship, we become even more blessed Because as we grow in relationship with God, we learn more about God's goodness and how following his word can actually help us to better survive that sickness and depression and those depths that come into our lives. The most basic definition of prayer we have is just talking to God. And last week, Pastor Paul preached about the third step of Faith 5, which is talk. When we share, when we talk with our friends, family, and with God, we grow in relationship with them. Jesus compares prayer to a persistent friend knocking on your door, your friend who comes over after you've already gone to bed and your friend wants something. But you are all cozy in your bed and you don't want to get up, but your friend keeps knocking. So you get up and give him what he wants. Now that I think of it, it sounds kind of like being a parent, doesn't it? People can relate to that if you've had kids. But it is kind of a strange metaphor, isn't it? But the point of it is that we need to be persistent in knocking on God's door with our needs. We might not get exactly what we're looking for, but God will answer us. Have you ever had that happen in your life or in your prayer life where you've been asking for something over and over and your persistence has paid off? It makes me think of a story about my grandpa Merkin, who, when he was a young lad, went to some kind of auction, and there were women there, and like the guys would bid on their lunches or something. Have you heard of this before? So it was like from the old days before Match.com. And so my grandpa bought my grandma's lunch or whatever, and so he called her up to schedule the date with the lunch, and she was like, no, I don't think so. And he did it a few times and she kept saying no, and so he thought, okay, this is the last time I'm gonna call. And she finally said yes. So I thank my grandma for saying yes, because otherwise I wouldn't be here. Persistence can pay off for future generations as well. And we can say the same when we think about Faith 5. It might not be something easy for us to do in our homes, or it might not go as smoothly or as perfectly as we hope, but if we keep trying, we will see the benefits in our lives. Jesus also assures us in the gospel lesson that what God gives us are good things. He says, "Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion?" Please take note of this. God does not send us bad things or things that will hurt or kill us. God loves us. In the book Holding Your Family Together, which we've been talking about, which kind of lays out the Faith 5, Dr. Rich talks about what if the only gift we give our families, parents if you still have young kids at home or any kids at home, what if the only gift we give them is that they knew we had time for them every day to hear their highs and lows and to pray for them? What if that's the only thing they take away from their time in our homes? That would be a great thing, and a thing that they would probably pass down to their kids as well. Prayer can really help us as we go through life. It can give us comfort in those times when we're upset. It can bring healing for us. It can humble us in knowing that the God of the universe listens to each of us and cares about each of us. It can help us find direction in our lives when we feel lost. When a group of people pray together, it forms a great bond between them. They bond to God, to each other, and to the body of Christ throughout the world. Together, they become a force that can attack the problems that attack them. You've heard me talk about before in seminary a group of women that I got together with every week, and we prayed and we read the Bible. And boy, I can't tell you how much strength that gave me to make it through a challenging time in life, and the strength that I still find from the bond we created through our prayers together. And I know some of you have experienced that in different groups you're at here at church as well. Prayer helps us have a call to action, whether our action is being thankful, whether it's being joyful or serving God, whether it's building each other up or working together to confront the problems that are weighing us down. And of course, when we bring our problems to God in prayer, we know that God already knows what we say, right? The Bible says that even before we speak, God knows what we're going to say. But when we keep knocking on that door, we invite God into our problems. And God comes to help us, especially if we are persistent. Police have a saying that when it comes to entering a dangerous situation where somebody could get hurt, nobody goes in without backup. Going through childhood, teen years, young adulthood, those are all challenging times. But so is being a grown-up a challenging time, and facing aging is also challenging. We need backup through life. Backup of our family, of our friends, of our faith community, and our Lord. Dr. Rich says that adolescence is the absolute worst time to abandon our children to their peers and their own devices. And we know teenagers like space and beginning to make their own decisions, but they still need lots of love and parental involvement. So sorry, teenagers out there. I'm going to encourage your parents to be even nosier in your lives, in talking to you and in praying for you and with you. And you'll thank them for it later. It can be easy to put off things like doing our Faith Five, especially when it's not a part of our daily lives, or to think that it's too late for our families or that there'll always be time another day. As we know all too often, we are not guaranteed a tomorrow. And it's never too late to keep learning and growing in our faith. Life is pretty boring if we never try anything new. We can become stuck. So give Faith Five a try in your family, with a group of friends that you have coffee with or go to lunch with, or in your church group that meets here at Grace, whether it's choir or praise team or fellowship groups. Give it a try and see how your life will be blessed and enriched by your prayer in God. Amen.